Eisen.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Kansas officials have agreed not to enforce a new restriction on medication abortions for at least 5 weeks. This before a state court judge decides whether to put it on hold until he decides a lawsuit challenging it and other existing rules. Providers and their attorneys announced the agreement Tuesday. The new rule was set to take effect July 1st. And the Kansas Department of Transportation is organizing an open house for the U.S. Highway 83 Connected Vehicle Project. J.P. Pizzette has more.
The open house will be held today from 4 to 6 p.m. at the City Limits Convention Center in Colby. Representatives from KDOT and the project team will be present to share information, answer questions, and discuss the project schedule. The project aims to enhance safety, mobility, and economic productivity along a 131-mile stretch of U.S. 83 from the Thomas Sheridan County line to the Finney-Haskell County line.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced on Tuesday that nearly $10 million has been awarded to 26 recipients for training and workforce development initiatives in high demand and high wage industries. Funding was made available through the Delivering Residents and Workforce, or DRAW, program, which was launched by the Department of Commerce earlier this year, and they reported they received 50 applications with requests totaling over $24 million. Tolan said as Kansas continues to attract transformative economic development projects, it's vital our state's talent pipeline receives the right training to build out the skill sets needed to enjoy successful careers in those targeted sectors. The DRAW program is laser focused on the state's most critical positions. The funds were designated by the Strengthening People and Revitalizing Kansas, or SPARK, Executive Committee and approved by the State Finance Council to provide impactful capital projects that spur regional economic development in high-demand and high-wage industries such as healthcare, education, and technology-based business. Senate President Ty Masterson said it's a priority for the legislature that these vacant high-demand, high-wage jobs are filled by Kansans whenever possible. DRAW applications included investments in mobile workforce training providers, healthcare providers, education providers, technology-based business and employers working with the blind, visually or hearing impaired, or people with disabilities. Additional applications were also accepted by those employers designated by the Kansas Department of Labor as hiring high-demand and high-wage positions, such as accountants, welders, sales managers, and computer systems analysis. Recipients will use their funds towards construction of on-site training facilities and service expansions, third-party and vendor training costs on machinery and equipment used for training, salaries directly related to training, course development costs and services for development of in-house training, marketing, and communication and activities to attract talent from out of state. Awardees will have 2 years to complete their projects and utilize all awarded funds. Locally, Valley Hope Association of Norton was awarded $181,908. For a list of DRAW grant recipients and more information about the program, you can visit kansascommerce.gov/draw. Day 3 of the Kansas Wheat Harvest Report has been provided by the Kansas Wheat Commission, the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, the Kansas Grain and Feed Association, and the Kansas Cooperative Council. Combines are kicking into gear across a wider swath of central and eastern Kansas, and officially, the Kansas wheat harvest is now 8% complete. According to the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service Crop Progress Report for the week ending June 18, 2023. Winter wheat conditions were rated at 54% very poor to poor, 30% fair, and 16% excellent. The conditions echo farmer sentiments about persistent drought conditions tempered by selective, better-than-expected fields as harvest progresses. To follow along with harvest updates on Twitter, you can use hashtag WheatHarvest23, and you can also tag at Kansas Wheat on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to share your harvest stories and photos. Governor Kelly joined a group of governors in calling on Congress to protect and increase federal investment in child care in the upcoming fiscal year 2024 budget. Alongside governors from 9 states, they sent a letter to congressional leaders urging them to provide the resources child care centers need to stay open and retain workers. Governor Kelly said here in Kansas, they're working to make it possible for every Kansas family to find an affordable option for child care. However, they can't do it alone. And that's why she joined fellow governors in urging Congress to make critical investments to support families and grow the workforce. In Kansas, a lack of child care options hurts economic and workforce development, as 6% of Kansans who don't work say it's because they cannot find an affordable child care. According to a recent report, the average cost for a toddler in center-based child care in Kansas costs the median two-parent household 8% of its income and the median one-parent household 26% of its income. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
Members of the Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission have been hard at work examining several staff recommendations that are related to complex natural resource challenges. From increased hunting pressure during the Sunflower State's waterfowl seasons to declining numbers of wild turkeys nationwide, the staff from the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks are working diligently to present commissioners with the best available science so that informed decisions may be made. Two important items to be voted on when the Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commissioners meet tomorrow, Thursday, June 22nd at noon, include whether Kansas should initiate a lottery draw for non-resident turkey hunters and whether baiting wildlife should be prohibited on department lands and waters, including private lands leased by the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. The Commission's June 22nd hybrid format public meeting will be streamed from Acorns Resort in Milford, and the public is welcome and encouraged to participate in person or virtually via Zoom. Virtual participants can access login instructions or watch live video and audio stream of the meeting by visiting ksoutdoors.com and follow the links. The next Wildlife and Parks Commission meeting will take place on August 17th at Pittsburgh State University's Bicknell Center VIP Room in Pittsburgh. A reconstruction project on a portion of U.S. 36 in Phillipsburg is expected to begin today, Wednesday, June 21st. The project work will involve the removal and replacement of the pavement on U.S. 36, or State Street, between 5th Street and 8th Street. The eastbound lanes will be constructed first with traffic shifted head-to-head in the westbound lanes, and construction of the westbound lanes will begin upon completion of the eastbound portion, and an 11-foot width restriction will be in effect for the duration of the project. This construction is expected to be completed in October, conditions permitting. The project is part of the Kansas Department of Transportation's City Connecting Link Improvement Program, which helps cities maintain, repair, and improve highway routes that are located within city limits. For more information, you can contact Phillipsburg Director of Public Works, Tim Driggs, at 785-543-5234, or the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Dan Moore, at 785-302-6200. With harvest season underway in parts of the state, the Kansas Highway Patrol would like to remind motorists to use more caution and patience when traveling around farm trucks, tractors, combines, or other implements. Most farm equipment is not designed to travel at highway speeds and may only travel 15 to 25 miles per hour. Farm equipment is often wider than other vehicles, and it's sometimes wider than the lane of traffic, so extra room should be allowed when traveling near an implement on the road. Extra caution should be practiced on all roads, but especially on the busy rural roads with unmarked intersections. It's important to share the road safely for the sake of the farmers out working and for the motoring public. Some tips to keep in mind when sharing Kansas roads with farmers includes to not assume the farmer knows that you're there, pass with extreme caution. When a farm vehicle pulls to the right side of the road, it doesn't mean that it's turning right or allowing you to pass, as due to the size of some farm equipment, the farmer must execute wide left turns. So you need to allow it plenty of room and time to turn and be alert to see if there might be a driveway or field that they're turning into. Be patient, think of the slow-moving vehicle emblem as a warning to adjust your speed, and pay attention, as when you're not focused solely on the road, you increase your chances of a collision, especially if you should come upon a slow-moving farm vehicle. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Don't you think it's time for a financial advisor who takes time to explain things? I do. I'm Philip Eisenhagen, your Norton Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Investing can seem complicated. That's why I take time to listen, understand your needs, and explain without jargon. Experience the Edward Jones difference. Contact me today at 785-877-3373. That's 877-3373. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. The Kansas wheat harvest has gotten off to a slow start, and as of Sunday, it is 8% complete. That's according to the National Ag Statistics Service. Mary Marsh with Kansas Wheat has this harvest update.
Winter wheat conditions were rated at 54% very poor to poor, 30% fair, and 16% excellent. The conditions echo farmers' sentiments about persistent drought conditions tempered by selective, better-than-expected fields as harvest progresses. Harvest is further along in Sedgwick County at 20 to 25% complete as producers spot around for dry wheat to cut for the territory covered by the Farmers Co-op Elevator Company. Sean Talkington reported from Cheney that harvest started with below average yields but above expected quality, with test weights from 62 to 64 pounds per bushel. Test weights have fallen to 58 to 61 pounds per bushel after the last rain. In Marion County, Paul Penner was harvesting a field of 15 bushel wheat on Tuesday. This is one of his poorer fields this year, with others averaging up to the mid-40s. The field received half to three-quarters of an inch of rain at planting, had a good stand in the fall, and looked good all winter, but then the rain ran out. Penner expects harvest to wrap up in 1 week. Moisture is coming in at 12.8%, and a sample tested at 13.6% protein. Test weights are light, and the tested sample had many shriveled kernels. Variability is also evident in Saline County, where Gareth Pettijohn has also started harvesting on Monday, and in his second field on Tuesday. His first two fields were making 36 bushel an acre to low 40s with 60-pound test weight and 11.5% protein. Look for the next harvest report on Thursday, June 22nd, as wheat harvest continues to rapidly expand throughout the state.
And that was Mary Marsh of Kansas Wheat with that harvest update. 91% of the Kansas corn crop has emerged. 57% rated good to excellent versus 10% poor or very poor. 90% of the Kansas soybean crop has been planted. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. the same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. A batch of thunderstorms is over central Kansas along a low-pressure trough, and a few of those may last into the early afternoon. Then later on today, we have the possibility of severe thunderstorms in our western high plains as a low develops near the Panhandle. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible for the western and central counties again tomorrow and Thursday, with a continued flow of moist air from the south. Eastern Kansas stays dry through Friday, with a few showers or thunderstorms getting into the area on Saturday. Then the whole state gets sunshine and hot temperatures on Sunday. On the map, heading into the afternoon, upper-level high pressure continues to cover the central plains, but we also have a low near the surface near the panhandles. Warm and humid air flowing into the central and western counties. A dry line will set up in eastern Colorado today that could be a trigger point for some severe thunderstorms for our western high plains counties later on. The risk of tornadoes is fairly small, but storms with large hail and damaging wind will be a good possibility. A few severe storms may last into the overnight hours, and our western counties will stay dry in the east. Then for Thursday morning, low pressure will stay put near the panhandles, with a stationary front running southeast off the low, directing moist air into western Kansas again. Early showers and thunderstorms possible for the central and western counties, fair and warm for the eastern counties. Scattered precipitation through tomorrow afternoon, mainly west of Wichita and Topeka. For the northwest counties, low to mid-80s this afternoon, will be in the mid-60s for the overnight hours. Low to mid-80s north-central, and tonight we're looking at mid to upper 60s. Low 90s northeast and upper 60s for the overnight. Mid to upper 80s southwest, low to mid-60s for tonight. Upper 80s south-central, tonight we're in the mid to upper 60s. Low 90s in the southeast counties, tonight we're expecting upper 60s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the...
over the musical map.
Thanks for listening to KQNKAM and FM